Good morning.
早上好。
It's always a privilege to come back home.
何等的权利可以回到家里。
Special welcome to Brother Wei.
啊，我们也欢迎魏弟兄再回到我们中间。
The day before I left, 18 days ago, we were in a prayer meeting here praying for Brother Wei's upcoming surgery.
在十八天前我们离开这里之前一个祷告聚会大家在这里一起呢是为魏伯伯将要进行的手术祷告。
I come home today, find out that he has had his surgery, has already been rehabilitated or going through a rehabilitation, and is here this morning.
今天回到这里看到魏弟兄他不光是手术已经完成而且已经所有的康复已经做完今天坐在这里跟我们一起。
We give thanks to the Lord.
我们把感谢归给主。
I know Brother Wei knows this and the family knows this, that it's only His grace that truly is our healing.
我们魏伯伯本人还有我们作为家人我们都知道只有主耶稣他自己才是这个治疗。
We are thankful for the grace that God provides through the medical field.
我们感谢神借着他的恩典在医疗的领域里面为我们所预备的。
But I think we all know the limitation of even the most advanced in health science.
但是我们知道最先进的医疗的技术也有它的限制。
And so we praise the Lord this morning.
所以今天早上我们要把赞美归给神。
I bring greetings from the northeast part of the United States.
我从美国的东北把这个问候从那边带来到这里。
Specifically from Lance Lambert, who we have been with in Maine and New Hampshire and Massachusetts these past two Sundays.
特别是 Lance Lambert 弟兄，兰培德弟兄，因为在过去的这一周，兰弟兄他在缅因州，在马里，在 Massachusetts.
And he asked that we remember him to you.
他也让我来跟大家讲他在纪念我们大家。
He was envious that we were coming back to a warm climate and he was still remaining up there in a cold climate.
他很羡慕我们回到这个温暖的天气他在那边是非常的冷。
But the real warmth is the Lord putting and giving himself to us.
但真正的温暖是主把他自己给了我们。
Let's turn this morning to Hebrews chapter 2.
今天早上让我们翻到希伯来书第二章。
We're going to consider just one thought this morning.
我们今天早上只来注意一件事。
And it's found here in Hebrews 2.
是在希伯来书第二章。
We will read a few verses as background.
我们先读几节来作为背景。
Verse 5 of Hebrews 2.
希伯来书第二章第五节。
But he did not subject to angels the world to come concerning which we are speaking.
我们所说将来的世界神原没有交给天使管辖。
Verse 6.But one has testified somewhere saying, What is man that thou rememberest him? Or the son of man that thou art concerned about him?
第六节，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
Thou hast made him for a little while lower than the angels.Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and hast appointed him over the works of thy hands.
你叫他比天使微小一点，或者你叫他暂时比天使小，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理。
Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in subjecting all things to him, he...left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。 只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
Verse 9, our emphasis. But we see him who has been made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
第九节就是我们今天的重点。唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
In the NIV, I think many of you young people are reading, also in the Darby, and also in the King James, the authorized version, it says, but we see Jesus.
不管是在NIV 的这个版本，或者是 Darby 或者 King James， 这里面都讲到见到耶稣。
And that will be our consideration this morning. This little phrase, but we see Jesus.
今天早上我们就来思想这么短短的一句话，就是我们看见耶稣。
Father, we are thankful for the Lord's table this morning.
父啊，我们感谢您今天早上预备的饼杯。
Where we can finish this week thanking you.
这个周我们可以是以感谢您来结束。
And we can begin a new week praising and thanking you.
在新的一周开始，我们也是以赞美跟感谢来开始。
That you have gone before us already this week and made all things straight and right.
在我们之前这一周，您已经为我们预备，让我们前面走的是正路。
And by faith, we can come into that.
借着信心，我们可以进入。
Now take your word.
现在求您将您的话语。
And speak to our hearts.
对着我们的心来传讲。
May there be anointing in speaking, translating, and hearing.
愿意恩膏可以在讲的、翻译的跟听的身上。
We're here this morning to hear from you.
今天我们在这里是想听见您。
We pray this in Christ's name.
如此祷告是奉基督的名。Amen.
All of us are born somewhat blind.
我们这里每一个人生下来的时候都有一些盲目。
A little baby has difficulty focusing and seeing anything except maybe light.
像刚出生的新生儿，他们除了对光有一些感觉，他们对其他的一切都是模糊的。
And like everything physical and temporal and natural around us, there's always a spiritual reason.
就像这个物质上我们暂时的所看到的这些事一样，在属灵里面，任何事也都有一个原因。
It's not just evolution that the baby, is born partially blind and then begins to see.
就像这个新生儿，他开始的时候似乎是盲眼的，但是慢慢他会长大，会看见。
God has a reason.
神有一个他的原因。
And one reason is to reveal to us spiritually that we all are blind.
其中一个原因就是借着这个让我们知道，在属灵里面，我们也一样的是开始是瞎眼的。
And this is probably one reason the chapter 9 of John.The whole chapter is centered on this one thing, a man becoming, being able to see.
所以在约翰福音第九章，整章都讲到一件事，就是一个瞎子得看见。
We are all blind.
我们都是瞎眼的。
And as long as we are on this earth, the Lord's desire, God's desire, is to give us greater seeing.
当我们还在这世上的时候，主他的心意是让我们有更大的看见。
Twice this morning or three times this morning, we've already sang the song, Gazing on the Face of Jesus.
今天早上我们有两次的时间，甚至不止两次来唱，来扶着注视他。
And we'll see this morning where gazing on him is the answer to this blindness.
所以今天我们要讲的就是当注视他的时候，我们的瞎眼就可以得看见。
It is a spiritual seeing.
这就是属灵的看见。
And to the degree that we all see our blindness,
直到一个程度我们看到自己的瞎眼。
To that degree, God begins to unveil this, this wax, this covering that's on our eyes.
也是在那个时候，主就开始来去除我们眼上的这些鳞片。
As we look at this subject this morning,
当看到今天早上我们所要分享的这个题目，
we want to consider this thought, what is it that we see when we see Jesus?
我们要来想，就是说不管我们怎样，我们愿意看见耶稣。
And we will consider it from three different areas.
我们从三个方面来分享。
There's many areas we could look at.
有许多可以来分享的方面。
We could look at Jesus, for example, as creator.
比如我们可以来看耶稣，他就是那创造的那一位。
But we would like to consider this morning seeing, number one, the person of Jesus.
但是今天早上我们先来考虑的就是先来思想的，看见耶稣是在他作为一个人。
Number two, seeing the cross of the Lord Jesus.
看见耶稣是在他的十字架上。
And three, seeing his body.
第三是看到他的身体。
The church, you and I.
就是教会，您跟我。
First of all, let's turn to Luke 1.
让我们先来看路加福音第一章。
There's always been many before us who have seen Jesus.
在我们之前有许多人已经看见耶稣。
And I'm very happy to see all these young people here on the front.
很高兴看到在前面有这么多的青少年坐在这里。
Because here in Luke 1, we see a teenage girl who had seen Jesus.
因为在路加福音第一章就讲到一个青少年看到耶稣。
Jesus had not even been born yet. And yet she had already seen him.
那个时候耶稣还没有降生，但是他已经看到耶稣。
God had removed the scales from this teenage girl.
因为神已经把这个年轻的少女她眼中的鳞片去掉了。
And she saw something that maybe no other teenager at that time had seen.
她看到的是当时当世的那些少年看不到的。
Many theologians never saw what this young girl saw.
也有许多他们一生的追求都没有看到这个少女所看到的。
There in the first chapter, verse 46,
在路加福音第一章第四十六节
，Mary has just heard that she is going to be the receptor, the receiver.Of Lord Jesus in her womb.
在这里，玛利亚当时刚刚听到这个消息，就是神要借着她让耶稣怀孕生出。
And she magnifies the Lord.
她在这里就要彰显主自己。
And in the next few verses, we see how much she had seen.
那在下面几节就看到她当时看到了多少。
She had seen there in the 46th verse that Jesus is the one to exalt.
在第四十六节已经他看到主是要被高举的。
Even though he's just a speck in her womb.
虽然那个时候这只是一个期望还要将在他胎中要出生的。
This takes seeing and this takes faith.
这个需要看见更需要信心。
But God gave it to her.
但是神已经给了他。
Because as a young girl, she wanted to see the Lord.
因为作为少女她愿意看见主。
Verse 47.
第四十七节
And her spirit rejoiced because she had seen.
她的灵以救主为乐，因为她已经看见了。
Does our spirit rejoice because of the Lord Jesus sitting on the throne today?
今天因着耶稣坐宝座，我们的心有没有跟着快乐呢？
Verse 48.
第四十八节
She had seen that the Lord has regard for.Her bond slave, for her as a bond slave.
说他顾念他使女的卑微，他看到神顾念他。
One of the keys right there is that Mary recognized that she was a bond slave.
在这里很关键，就是玛利亚看到她只不过是个使女。
She is a young teenager was here on this earth to glorify God, not herself.
她作为一个少女在这个地上是为了要荣耀神，不是为了她自己而活。
Not to seek her own interest.
不是为了自己的兴趣。
Not decide what she was going to be when she grew up.
不是为自己来决定长大之后她要做哪样事。
You know, young people, I have to apologize for us adults.
年轻人，我要为所有的成年人向你们道歉。
Because when you are very, very small, we start leading you down as adults the wrong path.
因为当你们很小的时候，作为成年人，我们已经把你们领到一条不对的路上。
How many of you young ladies right here and you young men, when you were hardly in school, someone comes up to you and says, "What are you going to be when you grow up?"
这些女孩子们、男孩子们，有的时候可能你们还没开始上学，已经有人在问你，你长大要成为什么？
And we keep asking you that.
我们也一直在问你们这个问题。
And then you get into high school, and we keep asking you that.
当你到高中的时候，我们还要问你，你将来要做什么？
And then when you go to college, you come home after one quarter, hardly even matriculated, and we say, "What is your major? What is your career?"
当你去了大学之后，第一个学期刚回来，还没有东南西北都分清楚的时候，我们就要问你的专业是什么。
And suddenly we feed into you the thought that you have to decide.
那我们给你的一个概念呢，就是说你自己要做决定了。
And the school reinforces that by your sophomore year, end of the semester, you will declare a major.
那在学校里面也是这样规定，当你第二年的时候，一定要决定你的专业是什么。
And everyone freezes when that happens.
我们在这个时候整个人都非常的紧张。
Young people have never prayed before begin to pray.
那很多年轻人从来没祷告过，也在那个时候开始祷告。
Lord, what's my major?
主啊，我的专业应该是什么？
And we get advice from this person and that person and family members.
那我们就从这个人、那个人、从家人里面得到一些劝告。
And all the time, the Lord is waiting for us to turn to Him and say, "Lord, what would you have me to do?"
但是其实主一直在等候，让我们来转向他，来问他我们该做什么。
Start that, young people, right now at this age, with that thought, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
年轻人，从现在开始，希望你们已经有一个意念，就是主啊，我要你要我做什么。
Sometimes advice.Comes from a Buddhist grandmother.
有的时候这些提议、这些意见、这些建议是从你甚至信佛的一个奶奶、婆婆那里来。
Hindu grandmother.
或者是从印度教信仰里面的长辈来。
Is that where we are to receive our instruction, our leading?
是不是从这些我们当接受所有的引导呢？
So this stuff infiltrates, and then it takes years for.It to get out and to become neutral before the Lord.
就从我们周围这么许多的里面，我们要很多年才能从他这里面出来，来开始跟随主。
See the difference here with Mary.
从这里我们看到玛利亚是不同的。
Verse 49.
第四十九节。
For the mighty one has done great things for me.
那有全能的为我成就了大事。
Mary recognized her body. Her whole being, her purpose for living was for the Lord Jesus.
玛利亚认识到她的身体、她的全人、所有的目的就是为了主耶稣的。
Her life was not her own.
她的生活、她的生命不是为
了她自己。There is a mighty one who rules over all.
这里有一个有全能的掌管一切。
And as a young girl, probably even before she was a teenager, she submitted to that.
作为一个少女，甚至在她成为少女之前，很小的年纪，她已经在这里。
And in that same verse, she recognized holy was his name.
在同一节，她说她的名为圣。
She recognized it's all mercy. Verse 50.
第五十节，她认识到他是怜悯的。
And his mercy is for everyone from every generation.
而且这个怜悯是为所有的人，世世代代的人。
To those who see.
是为那些要看到他的人。
And Mary saw.
玛利亚她看见了。
Verse 52.
第五十二节。
He is the one who brings down rulers from their thrones, and he is the one who exalts the humble.
他叫有权柄的施位，叫卑贱的升高。
The Bible says the humble will be exalted, and the proud will be brought low.
在圣经里面提到，卑贱的要升高，但那些骄傲的要降卑。
A young girl knew this.
一个少女当时就知道这些。
Because she saw.
因为她看见了。
Again, those eyes have been cleared of worldly seeing.
她的眼睛是明亮的，从这些世界的看法里面是不从这里面她出来了。
Verse 53, he has filled the hungry with good things. He sent away the rich empty-handed.
第五十三节，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
Mary knew something of the first shall be last.
玛利亚她知道在前的要在后。
Yesterday, I was flying home from Boston.
昨天我从波士顿飞回休斯顿。
And I noticed a man becoming very perturbed.
我注意到一个人
upset.
非常的焦虑，非常的不开心。
Because a woman with a little baby and a little two-year-old was walking up to first class to use the restroom.
因为有一个妇女呢，她带着她的婴儿，还有一个两岁的孩子，要走到头等舱里面使用那个洗手间。
To the extent that he talked to the steward twice.About this woman intruding upon the privacy of first class.
那到一个程度，这个人呢，就跟那些空乘的人来讲，说这个妇女呢，她侵入了我们的空间。
And I was reminded of this verse, "The first shall be last."
那我就被提醒这句话，就是首先呢要成为末后的。
That man did not know that.
那个成年人他并不知道。
Now, I'm not saying here this morning that there is not a place for first class, second class, and so forth.
今天我并不是说我们要完全取缔这些头等舱，然后经济舱。
All I am saying is that the humble will be first.
但是我要说的就是谦卑的人他们要升高。
And Mary saw this.
玛利亚看到这一点。
She saw the Lord.
她看到主自己。
Verse 54. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy.
第五十四节，他扶助了他的仆人以色列。
And again, just briefly, we see here just a sketch.Of a sane teenager.
在这里我们很简略地看到一个青少年他怎么看见耶稣。
Thousands of messages have been preached from these few verses.
就这短短的一段有许多的讲章从这里出来。
Something that spontaneously came out of the heart of a little girl.
就是从这个少女里面这个马上的一个反应对着主。
It's never too early to begin to see.
我们不会太迟，我们总要开始看见。
Mary of Bethany was another one who saw.
在伯大尼的玛利亚是另外一个看见主耶稣的。
And Jesus could say to her, "She has chosen the best part."
主耶稣可以说，她已经选择了上好的福分。
She had seen that the Lord was the answer.
他已经看到主耶稣就是所有的答案。
She had seen something that the disciples had not seen.
他甚至看到那些跟从主耶稣的门徒都没看到的。
They were with the Lord continuously.
这些门徒一直的与主同在。
But their eyes were never open.
但是他们的眼睛却没有被打开。
And it would cause Mary of Bethany to anoint the feet of Jesus, his body, for burial.
当伯大尼的玛利亚把香膏浇在主身上来为他的安葬预备的时候
When the disciples were still in disbelief that the Lord would ever go to the cross here is this woman anointing him
那个时候所有的门徒他们甚至不相信主所说的要上十字架被害但是玛利亚已经为他做预备
That is seen
那就是看见
Mary Magdalene saw the Lord
摩大拉的玛利亚也看到主
She saw a man who loved herWe sang much about that this morning.
他是一个爱主的人。
She saw a man with a different spirit.
哦，这个摩大拉的玛利亚看到的是一个人，他里面有与人不与众不同的灵。
Mary Magdalene was completely filled with evil spirits.
这个摩大拉的玛利亚曾经被邪恶的灵完全占据。
There is absolutely no help from the world for her.
在这个世界上，她找不到任何其他的帮助。
One day her eyes gazed upon the Lord.
但是有一天，她的眼目注视在主耶稣身上。
Absolutely turned her upside down.
然后她整个人都转变了。
See what it means to gaze upon the Lord?
你看到吗？注视主耶稣就这么大的意义。
As a result, a different spirit was given of her than evil.
那这个结果就是她里面有一个新的灵，
the very,
而不是那邪恶的灵。
The very spirit of God.
就是神他自己的圣灵。
The very spirit of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣他自己的灵。
Remember the woman at the well, John 4?
还记得在约翰福音第四章那个井边的女人吗？
Now there is a woman who saw.
那里也有一个看见的女人。
Well, she went there from thinking about physical water.
在那里她开始想到的是物质上的水。
To seeing that Jesus was the living water.
最后她看到主耶稣就是那活水。
And she went away rejoicing.
然后他欢欢喜喜地离开。
The entire community was turned upside down because of one person's seen.
那整个社区都被震动了，就是因为有一个人他看见了。
One person having her eyes open.
有一个人他的眼睛被打开了。
After going through six men, she found a man who wanted something more than just to go to bed with her.
当她经历了六个丈夫之后，她看到这里有一个人，她想要的并不是只是跟他同睡。
Not men of lust, but men of love.
不是一个心里面有邪欲的人，而是一个心里面有爱的人。
Oh, what a difference when we see this man.
当我们看到这个人的时候，多么的不同。
And then there's Zacchaeus.
然后就是撒该。
And we see his secret, and we'll speak of him a little bit later on, but he's looking.To see Jesus.
我们等会儿还要再提到他，他是一直心里想望要看见主耶稣的。
And of course, when he sees him, his life is changed.
当然，当撒该看见主耶稣的时候，他的生命也改变了。
But also, we want to see the cross of the Lord Jesus.
我们也要看到，就是主耶稣的十字架。
Not just this person,
不光是他作为一个人
，but the cross also.
还有他经历的十字架。
And the cross can be summed up in Really, one phrase.
实际上可以被总结成一个经节。
In Jesus' case, it was not I, but God.
在主耶稣他里面的意义就是不是我乃是神。
Not I, not my will, but thine be done.
不是顺从我的旨意，是照着你的旨意。
We know that verse very clearly.
我们都很清楚地知道这个章节。
Many have quoted it.
许多人我们也来引用这个章节。
And yet at the same time, do we really mean it when we say, not thy will, but mine be done?
但是我们讲的时候，我们是不是真正在这个实际里面，就是不照我的旨意，是照你的旨意。
The Lord puts a number of things in our environment.
神把许多的事摆在我们周围的环境里。
He puts a man and a woman and a wife.
他在我们身边安排或者是丈夫或者妻子。
And how many times we would like to change the will of that person.
许多时候我们试着来改变对方的意愿。
And instead of accepting it from God.
而不是说从神那里来接受。
As we say when we are there at the altar, for better or for worse.
当我们在祭坛上的时候，何等愿意地说，不管是好处坏处。
God has not made any mistakes when He has put the people in your life that He has put there.
神在你周围安排的人，他不会有错误的。
Spouse,
或者我们的配偶。
Children,
我们的儿女。
In-laws,
我们的岳父母。
People at work,
我们在工作上的同事。
Peers at school,
在学校里面的同学。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
it's all been perfectly ordained by God.
这些都是神在他主权里面所立定的。
You might have chosen your spouse, or someone has chosen for you. Ultimately, ordained by God.
也许你说是我拣选的我的配偶，或者是别人帮我拣选的，其实都是神立定的。
The perfect person to make you like the Lord Jesus.
就是一个完美的人，让你可以像耶稣。
And you will never come into the fullness, the likeness of the Lord Jesus until you accept that idiot that God has put you with.
如果你不接受这样的一个一点，这样的一个蠢人的话，那你就不能来体会神里面这个丰满跟像他的形象。
That stupid person that you think God made a mistake with.
这个愚蠢的人，你可能觉得神犯了个错误，把他摆在你旁边。
God has put these people in our life to reveal our deceitful, unloving heart.
神把他摆在我们周围，揭示我们里面那个欺骗我们的，以为我们所有的爱心。
Your husband, your wife is no different than any other husband and wife in the world.
其实你的丈夫或者妻子与世上其他的丈夫或妻子没有太大的区别。
Your parents, young people, are no different than any other parents in the world.
青年人，你们的父母也不与其他人的父母有多少的区别。
Every husband, every wife, all parents are deceitfully wicked in their heart.
不管是丈夫、妻子或者父母，我们在本性里面都是有一个欺诈、有一个邪恶的心。
And that includes you.
甚至包括你们自己。
But that does not hinder God. God is not miffed or worried about that situation.
但是这些都不能阻碍神。神他已经知道这个处境。
He said all the more the laboratory to make this person into myself. The more difficult the situation, the better opportunity.
所以神已经把我们周围作为一个实验场一样，他有他的旨意，会让我们更难的情况就学更大的功课。
God loves to take lemons and make lemonade.
神可以拿到一个柠檬，却让它成为柠檬汁。
It's always the way He's worked.
这就是他工作的法则。
That's why He takes a Zacchaeus, the most hated man in the world, and turns him into a soft, repentant, loving man.
就像撒该一样，神让这样一个人被所有人所憎恶的，却成了一个柔软的人，成了一个悔改的人，成了一个有爱心的人。
In Luke 9:58, we have this verse.
在路加福音九章五十八节，我们有这样一个经节。
If we want to understand the cross,
如果你要了解十字架的话
，Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath no place to put his head.
狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
There's a verse that represents 33 years of the cross.
这一个章节就代表了33年走十字架的路。
The Lord did not have the comforts that most people have.
主他并没有我们现在所有人，很多人所有的这个舒适。
The day that the Lord Jesus walked into Jerusalem and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
当那一次主耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候，周围的人喊何塞纳，何塞纳。
At the end of that day, it says, and Jesus looked around in Jerusalem. There was no one around. And he trundles back to Bethany where there would be someone to receive him.
但是当那一天结束的时候，主耶稣在耶路撒冷四周看一看，没有一个人能够让他在那里找到安息。
Why is Jesus called a man of sorrow?
为什么主耶稣被称为忧患之子呢？
Why is it called a man of humiliation?
为什么他被称为谦卑之子呢？
Because there were 6 hours that he was crucified. Was that it? Only?
是不是只因为他在十字架上那六个小时呢？
No, it was all summed up in the 6 hours.
不是的，虽然这些都总结在那六个小时。
It was 33 years of humiliation.
却是33年的忍辱。
He was transferring us from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
因为从旧约到新约都是来讲他。
A different age. We cannot look at the Old Testament and draw conclusions for the New Testament.
在旧约里面我们所读到的我们不能从这里面总结出来一直到新约的时候。
Abraham was a wealthy man. Isaac and Jacob were wealthy physically, temporally.
亚伯拉罕以撒雅各他们在物质上都是丰富的。
And that represented spiritual life.
其实那是预表属灵里面的生活。
In our age, the church age,
在我们今天教会的这个时代
it is a day of humiliation.
其实我们应该走一条受辱的道路。
And when we catch on to this, we can start to understand the Bible and the way He works in our lives.
直到我们明白这一点的时候才能够看懂
He is always putting things in our life that pushes us down to see how we will respond.
经常在我们的生活里面，神把我们降杯，让我们看看我们的回应是怎样。
But the poison of the world has so encroached upon our life, we look and we try to attain to the standard of the world.
但是这个世界的毒已经在我们里面，我们总想达到这个世界所定的标准。
Jesus did not seek comforts.
耶稣到这里来并没有寻找舒适。
His life was that of denying himself.
他的生命就是舍己。
He did not look for first place.
他并没有来寻求高位。
We inbreed in our sports and in our schooling always to be first, first, first.
在我们的所有的体育在教育里面我们总是被教导要成为第一成为第一。
Now, I don't want to undermine any parents here.
我并不想让这些父母们失望。
Each one of you students need to do your best.
其实每一个学生应该是拿出最好的。
And when you master a particular curriculum and you get an A, you say, thank you, Lord.
如果在哪个课程上面你真的拿了 A 的话你需要跟神讲感谢你。
You recognize that all that learning came courtesy of the Lord.
那我们就想到所有这些我们所得到的其实都出于神。
That's a humble spirit.
这就是一个谦卑的灵。
You're able to sleep 6-8 hours a night and not pull all-nighters because of having to be number one.
因为在你每天6-8个小时休息的时候，你不需要一直在那想我要成为第一。
You live a normal Christian life.
你要有的生活是一个正常的基督徒的生活。
And you practice this right now in middle school, high school, and college.
今天在初中、在高中、在大学的时候就可以来操练。
Don't wait, young people, until you get out of college to think all of a sudden you're going to be disciplined. And get 8 hours of sleep.
不要到大学毕业之后才发现原来我需要8个小时的睡眠。
No, there'll be something else that will milk your time.
也许在有许多其他的事要把你的时间夺去。
Shrivel up your spirit.
或者让你的灵受压。
Because of not seeing him.
因为你没有看到他所以才有这样的光景。
The third area, the church.The body of Christ.
第三个方面就是教会他的身体。
When we see Jesus, we see him, we see his cross, and we see the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12.
当我们看见耶稣的时候，我们看到他作为一个人，看到他的十字架，也看到教会，是哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians 12:12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节。
For even as the body is one, we're talking about our human body here. We just have one body. It's got a head, it's got toes, it's got feet, it's got arms. For even as the body is one, there's only one person standing right here, and yet has many members. And all the members of the body, though they are members, many, are one body, And then this phrase, so also is Christ.
第十二节，就如身子是一个，我们物质的身体只有一个，有头有脚，啊，这里讲到却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。然后我们注意看这一个章节，就是基督也是这样。
This little phrase, when the veil is removed from our eyes, will change our life.
当这个帕子从我们眼前移开的时候，这也要改变我们的生活。如果我们看到这句话的意义。
In one statement, Paul is saying there, Christ has a head and a body, and he's one.
这里面保罗所要讲到的就是，基督他有头也有身体，是一个。
I would look pretty funny up here this morning without a head.
今天如果我站在这里没有头的话，那是非常可笑的。
And I would look probably even crazier if I just had a head and no body.
或者更那个疯狂的就是我有头在这里却没有身体。
The Lord's, when we think of the Lord Jesus, we automatically think of He and His body, the believers.
当我们想到主耶稣基督的时候，一定想到他不光是头，而且是身体。
You can't separate. Look at verse 27.
让我们来看看第二十七节。
Now you are Christ bodily, and individually members of it.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
You know, brothers and sisters, we sit here and we sing praises to the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，我们坐在这里向神来唱赞美的诗歌。
But often we're just thinking of the head. We're not thinking necessarily of his members.
但经常我们只是想到头，却没有想到大家我们是同坐肢体。
Anytime you and I look at any other brother and sister, other than the way we would look at Christ, we are denouncing the Lord.
如果我们看到弟兄姐妹没有看到主自己的话，那我们就是否认主。
Remember when Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the body?
还记得大树的扫罗他在那里逼迫主的身体吗？
Brothers and sisters being persecuted by Paul?
那时候有许多弟兄姐妹被保罗所逼迫。
What did the Lord Jesus say to Saul?
那时候主他对扫罗讲的是什么呢？
Why are you persecuting me?
你为什么逼迫我？
Oh, the body is precious, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这个身体是何等的宝贵。
Now in the world, man sees the human race as something good.
在这个世界上，我们世人只是看到人类是多么的伟大。
And in civilization, there is a high regard for man.
在这个世界的文明里面，把人摆在很高的位置。
But there's something even higher.
但是还有更高的。
And that is the body.
那就是身体。
Of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣他的身体。
Oh, how we need to be kind to one another.
我们何等需要对彼此有这样的良善。
When a husband is arguing with his wife, he's arguing with the Lord.
当丈夫与妻子在这里争吵的时候，其实他们是与主在争吵。
When you young people have a scowl on your face regarding something your parents have said, your argument is with the Lord.
年轻人，如果因着你父母的一些讲论，你脸上带着其他不一样的表情的时候，其实你是在与主在对峙。
Anytime we have a thought that is impure towards another brother or sister, we're shaking our fist at God, turning our back on the Lord.
当我们对某一个弟兄姐妹有不纯净的想法的时候，这个时候我们其实是在神向神示威，我们把我们的背来转向神。
Oh, brothers and sisters, how we need to see the church, the body.
弟兄姐妹们，我们何等需要看到教会，就是他的身体。
See what the Lord thinks of your wife and your husband.
看看主怎么样来看你的丈夫或者你的妻子。
He thinks they are so precious that he died for them.
因为他主觉得他是如此的宝贵，甚至为他死。
Even if your spouse is an unbeliever, the Lord died for them.
甚至当你的配偶还没有信主的时候，主耶稣已经为他死。
He thinks highly of every brother and sister.
主耶稣看每个弟兄姐妹都是何等的高。
Really, all mankind, but particularly brothers and sisters, because we've been included into the body.
所有的人在主的心里地位都很高，但是更主要的就是他的身体。
May we take this seeing the body serious.
让我们在看见他的身体这件事上，我们来认真。
May we ask the Lord to let us see the body.
让我们来向神求，让神使我们看见他的身体。
Give it a value that's a lot higher than the value that we have way down here.
让我们看到这个价值不是说我们原来以为的是这么的低。
We are so corrupt often that we judge people by what they wear.
我们是如此的如此的败坏，我们有的时候甚至从人的外表来判断一个人。
We judge people because they might not be disciplined in an area. They are weak.
有的时候因为一个人的软弱，他在某方面受对付的时候。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when we see the body of Christ, when we see weakness, we will begin to travail.
如果我们看到主的身体，看到一个人在软弱里面的时候。
Paul says, I travail until Christ is formed in you.
我们就为他来受苦。我们像保罗所说的，他是为了让他的弟兄姐妹们在基督里面成型，他受生产之苦。
I can speak for myself. I have spent way too much time criticizing, judging, complaining about members of the body rather than praying for them.
作为我自己，我可以做见证，许多的时候我是在这里来批评对方，来论断对方。而且呢，向神来抱怨。
When you and I touch another member of the body of Christ, the Spirit of God is grieved and is quenched.
当我们这样来压制另外一个肢体的时候，在神里面，神的心是非常的忧伤。
Your spirit will immediately, and your crest or the countenance of your face will immediately be fallen.
对于你自己来讲，你的灵是很快的会降到低点。
You're not touching another man, you're touching God.
你并不是碰到了一个人，其实你碰到了神他自己。
And it's very, very dangerous.
这是非常危险的一件事。
Discontentment leads to bitterness.
这个情况就带我们到一个苦恼里面。
And pretty soon you will find yourself not even associating yourself with the body of Christ.
很快你甚至会发现你与这个基督的身体已经没什么关系了。
There's also a false seeing of Christ. I'm just going to mention this in passing.
那有一种是对神看见主耶稣的一个错误的情形。
Remember the Pharisees when in Matthew 12 they came to the Lord and they said, "We want to see a sign."
啊，你还记得吗？在马太福音第十二章。法利赛人说我们要看神迹。
When we first come to know the Lord,
当我们开始认识主的时候，
sometimes even before we come to see the Lord, we want to Jesus to prove himself. We want him to do something.
有的时候呢，我们要对主说，你来向我证明你是主。
That is not what we are to desire to see.
这并不是我们应该渴慕所看见的。
And we'll never be given vision of the Lord Jesus by wanting to see a sign.
如果我们心里只是想到看神迹的话，我们就不会看见耶稣他自己。
Many times we want to see gifts, or we want to have a gift, or we want to see the wondrous works of God.
有的时候我们愿意看到神给我们的礼物，看到神奇妙的工作。
But the Bible says we're just to see him.
但是圣经里面对我们讲，我们要看到他本人，他自己。
Believe on him.
相信他。
Have faith, have active, working, living faith on the Lord Jesus.
信他，在他里面有这个活泼的信心。
Well, this is true seeing. This brings about true seeing.
这个会带我们进到一个真正的看见。
In closing, I would like to just look at two men briefly.
在结束之前，我们来看两个人。
One in Luke 19, Zacchaeus.
第一个人是在路加福音十九章，撒该。
Luke 19,
路加十九章。
Both these men are that I'm going to mention are examples of seeing.
这两个我所要提到的人都是在看见主耶稣上面可以做榜样的。
Obviously, in Zacchaeus's life, we see that God prepared his heart.
很明显，在撒该的身上，我们看到第一件事就是神来预备他的心。
It could be through discontent, being hated by everyone.
也许是因为他被周围的人所憎恨。
But God sovereignly knew that Zacchaeus would change.
但是神是全知的，他知道撒该可以改变。
And Zacchaeus' parents named him pure. Zacchaeus means pure.
他的父母给他起撒该这个名字，撒该的意思就是纯净。
And of course he lives everything but a pure life.
但是他的生活一点都不洁净。
But God is looking at the heart.
但是神看的是心。
In 2 Chronicles 16:7 it says, In the eyes of the Lord, go to and fro about the earth.
在历代志下里面提到神的眼目视察全地。
He's looking for a heart, it says there in 2 Chronicles, that is looking for him.
他要寻找的就是一个人他在那里心里来寻求神的。
A heart that is completely his.
就是这个心是完全的来向着主的。
And there God says, and I will give myself to that person. I will come in and strongly support that person.
然后神就说我要向这个人显大能来帮助他。
Zacchaeus was that type of person. And as Jesus was walking through Jericho,
撒该就是这个人当主耶稣经过耶利哥的时候。
It was one of his last trips.
这就是主耶稣最后的一个行程。
Zacchaeus could have possibly been looking for a number of years, maybe 3 years, at this man.
也许撒该已经等候耶稣等了三年。
And finally, God arrested his heart.
最后主耶稣让他得了安息。
God is looking for sinners. That's wonderful.
神找的是罪人，这是非常奇妙的。
And here we see a man who wanted to see Jesus. And this is so important.
这里我们看到一个人，他愿意看见耶稣，这是非常重要的。
Do you want to see him?
你愿不愿意看见他？
Remember, this seeing, this gazing upon him is how we are transformed.
记得吗？看见他，注视他，就是我们得改变的一个途径。
Zacchaeus had recognized that he was a sinful person.
撒该意识到他自己是一个有罪的，非常有罪的人。
And as a result, he made an all-out effort to see him.
因为这个，他花了很大的努力要来看见耶稣。
Following the Lord is not for wimps. It's not for lazy people.
跟随主耶稣，这不是那些懒惰的人可以做的。
Well, I think I might go to the meeting tomorrow.If I get up in time,
也许明天我可能可以按时起来吧。
Well, I'm going to go to the meeting. I wonder if someone will have something decent to say today.
我去聚会的时候，希望今天有人讲的是和我听的。
Well, at least maybe I'll get to see my girlfriend or my boyfriend.
也许我最喜欢去聚会，因为我看到我的男朋友或者女朋友。
The Lord will not reveal himself to that kind of an attitude.
主不可能像有这样态度的人歧视他自己。
He's looking for something down here where someone says, I want to know this man.
他要寻找的就是在一个人的心里面，心底里面说，我要看见耶稣。
I see what he's done with these 3-4 Marys in the Bible.
我已经看到他在圣经里面对这三个玛利亚所做的事情。
I see what he's done to Ruth and Esther.
我已经看到他对路德、对以斯帖所做的。
You young men, look what he's done.For Daniel and Joseph and Timothy.
年轻人看他在但以理在约瑟在这些人身上所做的。
This is what he wants to show you.
这也是他要向你来启示的。
This is what he wants to do now.
这就是他现在所要想做的。
David was killing bears and lions when he was your age.
当大卫在你们年纪的时候已经杀了熊杀了狮子了。
He was not afraid to die.
他并不怕死。
He took responsibility.
他负起这些责任。
If I die, I am going to die saving a lamb from the clutches of a lion.
如果我死的话，我也要在这件事上，就是把羊从狮子口里救出来这件事上死。
That's responsibility.
这就是他是这么有负责任。
And that is like the heart that Zacchaeus had, a heart that was looking.
这就像撒该一样，心里是有这么一个渴慕要来看见。
And brothers and sisters, when we take one inch, God will take a mile.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们向前迈一寸，神会向我们走一里路。
You say in your heart this morning, I want to see Jesus. He'll begin to reveal.
如果今天在您心里面有一个小小的声音说我要看见耶稣，那神就会大大的来向你启示。
Seeing Jesus changes the heart, the speech, and the deeds of your being.
看见耶稣就会改变我们的心，改变我们的言语，还有我们的行动。
And the last person that I want to share with you is the chapter before, Luke 18, Bartimaeus.
还有一个人，就是在这一章的前面，前一章所提到的巴底买。
Here is a blind man.
这里有一个瞎子。
And blind men in the Bible represent one thing, spiritual blind, and it represents all of us.
在圣经里面提到的瞎子，就代表我们所有在属灵里面瞎眼的人。
This past 2 years, I've been going blind in my right eye.
在过去一年，我的右眼几乎失明了。
And I can testify to you that it's a purifying thing. It's a wonderful thing.
我可以向你来做见证，这件事让我得洁净，这是一个很奇妙的事。
When we look at what affliction does, we see that affliction is the very thing that cleanses our heart.
当我们遇到一些苦难的时候，这些苦难就把我们炼净。
It's not something to be scorned and say, "Oh, you can't guess what happened to me today."
啊，不是说心里面怀着一个愤懑，就说你绝对猜不到我所碰到的这些难处。
Read Psalm 119 verse 67.
读一读诗篇119篇47节。
Verse 71.
或者71节。
Verse 75.
75节。
And you'll see what affliction did in David's life.
你就看到苦难在大卫身上所造成的。
It was his best friend. It was his mentor.
这是他，最亲密的人，是他的领导者。
Affliction is our salvation.
但是苦难却是我们得救。
Again, we are so used to the world's influence that we resist affliction.
我们被世界影响太深，在苦难面前，我们想拒绝。
It's the very thing that's going to cause us to look to Jesus.
但是这件事苦难其实是让我们转来看
见耶稣。Bartimaeus was afflicted for many years.
巴底买在苦难里面许多年。
And he hears Jesus, and this affliction causes him to take note.
那这个苦难就让他非常的来注意。
It causes him, verse 36, to inquire.
在36节，这个苦难就使他来求问。
First of all, affliction draws us to the Lord. Number two, it causes us to inquire.
第一件事苦难做的就是把我们来吸引到主面前。第二件事就是让我们来求问。
And then verse 38, we see that Bartimaeus, what did he do? He called out.
第38节我们看到巴底买所做的，他就呼叫。
Right here, young people, we have a simple little outline of how to see Jesus.
在这里，年轻人，我们看到一个很简单的描述，怎样来看见耶稣
？Affliction，
苦难。
There is an inquiring. Who's going by? Bartimaeus said, "What's this noise?"
还有就是求问，巴底买在那里问，这个声音是从哪儿来？是有谁从这儿经过
？Why is this person in this class, taking the same course as I am? And I think it's horrible, but this person's at peace.
啊，为什么神把这个人摆在我的课堂里面？我不喜欢这个人。但其实这是神的安排。
This person has the same dumb professor as I do, and he thinks he's a wonderful professor.
但是有人跟我们一样，在我们觉得很愚蠢的教授下面，但这个人为什么他心里有平安呢
？Say Bartimaeus is inquiring, he's responding. Number four,
巴底买
verse 39,
在39节
，He cries out all the more. He is persistent.
他非常的坚持。他越发的喊叫。
The gospel is not for the lazy.
但神也提到关于懒惰的事。
Verse 41, number 5.
那第41节，第5点。
Bartimaeus is decisive.
巴迪买他非常的有决心。
He knows, well, Lord, I'd like to just talk to you a little bit. Maybe we could have a little fellowship. He didn't do that.
巴迪买并不是说主啊，我只想跟你聊聊天，只想跟你讲几句话，不是的。
I want to see.
我要看见。
You will never see Jesus until you want to see him.
你不会看见主耶稣，除非你心里真的是想说要看见。
God has to put a desire in your heart.
主要把这个渴望摆在我们里面。
And he will if you want it.
如果你愿意的话，他可以做。
When he said, I want to have my sight, you know what he was really saying? I want to see Jesus.
当巴迪买这么讲，我要能看见的时候，其实他在讲，我要看见你耶稣。
This wasn't about physical eyes.
这并不是物质上的眼睛能看见。
Bartimaeus was a miserable man.
巴迪买是一个非常悲惨的人。
He knew nothing of a well of living water.
他并不懂得关于活水这件事。
As one brother prayed earlier, he knew nothing of the abundant life, John 10:10.
就像弟兄曾经祷告在约翰福音十章十节一样，就是我们对神不了解，不明白。
I want to gaze upon this man, Bartimaeus was saying.
巴迪买要说的就是我要注视，我要看这个人。
Very decisive.
他非常的有决心。
Number six, there was faith.
第六点，他有信心。
Jesus says, faith has made you well.
因为耶稣说，信救了你了。
Do you have faith this morning that the Lord can make you into a saint?
今天早上你有没有这个信心，就是神可以让我们成为圣徒？
A young person who truly loves mom and dad, even with all of mom's dad's weaknesses.
就是一个年轻人，你可以爱你的父母，即使你的父母是这么的不可爱。
Ability to love that totally unloving husband or unloving wife.
就是神可以让你来爱这么不可爱的丈夫或者妻子。
All that nagging that goes on.And all that throwing the weight around that we men often do.
但我们生命里面有这么多的唠叨，这么多的争吵的时候。
We have faith that God can change.
你有没有信心神可以改变？
Or have you believed the lie that the world is just giving you bad luck? You got the wrong person.
或者你接受这个世界给你的谎言，就是你只不过不幸运碰到这么坏的一个人。
That is a lie from the pit of hell.
这其实是从地狱的深处出来的一个谎言。
God has put you in the right place, the right circumstances, the right environment, and the right people.
神其实把你摆在一个对的环境，对的人的中间。
And verse 43, there is a result, and he...Follow Jesus.
第四十三节就是一个最后的结果，他跟随了耶稣。
And what did his following Jesus do?
他跟随耶稣表示什么呢？
It affected the whole body of Christ.
这个对基督的身体整个都有反应。
You can make the difference in your family.
你可以在你的家庭里面影响他们。
Don't wait until the other member of your family changes.
不要等候你家庭里面的其他成员改变。
You be the Christ in your family.
你就在你的家庭里面来做基督。
Quit blaming.
不要来抱怨。
Quit nagging.
不要唠叨。
But we see Jesus.
但是我们要看见耶稣。
Let's take a couple minutes and just pray to ourselves quietly.
让我们花两分钟的时间，我们心里面静静的来祷告。
No one praying out loud, just praying to ourselves, either telling the Lord right now, I do want to see you, or telling the Lord, I don't want to see you. Either one.
我们这两分钟呢，不需要开口，我们就在心里面静默，让我们心里面来讲，是不是我们愿意看见耶稣，或者把我们的光景真实的向神来讲。
And we're thankful that your son never took his eyes off the Father.
父啊，我们感谢你，您的儿子耶稣，他从来没有把眼目从父的身上移开过。
And you have left it the same pattern for us.
您也为我们预备了同样的一个模式。
Just look at the Lord Jesus.
就是来仰望主耶稣。
Look at brothers and sisters as if we're looking at the Lord Jesus.
当我们看到弟兄姐妹的时候，我们也看到您自己。
Seeing the Christ even in all of our weaknesses.
在我们自己的软弱里面，各样的难处里面，也看到你自己。
Thank you, Father, for your word.
父啊，感谢您给我们的话语。
May we eat and drink of you this week.
愿我们这一周来吃您喝您。
And see you in all things.
在万事里面都看到您自己。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.